Want to virtualize your biggest workloads? Bring the performance of cloud computing inside your data center with the only server built from the cloud up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first in a series of TechNet Radio discussions in a series that we're calling Virtualization Did You Know?, where we discuss the facts and facets of Microsoft's virtualization solution that, if you are currently using only some other virtualization platform, you probably didn't know, but you definitely should. Hi, my name is Kevin Remde, and I'm a senior technology evangelist on the U.S. Developer and Platform Evangelism team at Microsoft, and I'm your TechNet Radio host today. Varun Chabra is a senior product marketing manager at Microsoft, and he focuses on virtualization technologies and how Microsoft competes with those technologies. And he's the author of a list that are called our Did You Know Facts that we're using as the foundation for this series. Varun, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me on, Kevin.
All right. Well, very glad to have you here. So before we get into today's topic, why don't you tell us a little bit more about who you are and what your focus is at Microsoft?
Sure thing. So as Kevin mentioned, I am a senior product marketing manager at Microsoft, and I work in our cloud and enterprise division, which was formerly known as Server and Tools. I think still a better known name. I focus on not just virtualization, but also our cloud OS platform, which is essentially, for those of you that don't know, what we call our cloud solution that expands across virtualization, infrastructure, storage, networking, database, as well as our cloud platform. And I focus on marketing these solutions on a daily basis and also pay attention to the competitors that we have in all of these areas.
All right. Thank you for that introduction. And as I'm sure our viewers are aware, Microsoft's biggest competition in the virtualization and cloud data center space is VMware. Back in late August, VMware held their annual VMworld conference in San Francisco, and Microsoft had a presence there. What was Microsoft doing there?
Yeah, we tried something very unique this year. So before I get into what we actually did at VMworld, let me talk to you a little bit about what we're trying to do in general. Essentially, the more and more I talk to IT professionals, the most surprising thing I found is that people aren't necessarily aware of how far our platform has come in the virtualization space. And some of it is because when Hyper-V was launched in back in 2008, it was still a relatively immature platform, and it had a ways to go in terms of competing with VMware. So I think a lot of people tried Hyper-V out back in 2008, 2009. And found that it wasn't ready to do what they needed it to do. So they haven't been keeping up with the advances that's made recently. And we also found that when we show people how far Hyper-V has come especially in the last couple of years, wow and other words of shock are the most common reactions that people have. So going back to VMworld, what we thought this year would be a good idea to do is that really let's just show people what Hyper-V can do. And to help do that, what we did was we rolled out a frozen custard truck. I have been told that it's very, very different from ice cream. And a lot of people who know their dessert get very upset when frozen custard is called ice cream. So I should make sure I should call it what it is. So basically, we rolled out some really, really, really tasty frozen custard. And we had a truck that was serving this custard to VMware attendees right near Moscone Center, where VMworld was held in San Francisco. And what we did was we basically gave people some ice cream in exchange for talking about our platform, our virtualization and cloud platform, with experts from the area. And it was a very, 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 very fun experience. We had a lot of people stop by our truck, especially on the second and third day as news of our presence grew. There was a lot of people that were curious about, hey, what's Microsoft doing at VMworld? And a lot of people were curious about the frozen custard, and some people wanted to try it. So we had quite a few people stop by and talk to us about this. And it was a really, really fun experience. It definitely revalidated our belief that our platform's time has come. And that's definitely something that VMware users would find a lot of benefit in learning more about.
Absolutely, and those facts, of course, around Microsoft's virtualization technology, of course, are what the most common things that they may not be aware of. And so you have that list of 10, I'd call them factoids, that are really interesting and good information for the IT pro. So we're not going to be able to go through the entire list today. And in fact, I do have another very special guest that I'm going to be doing another interview, another number of interviews for this series to address some more of those. But why don't we just talk about a couple of those first, the first couple on the list here. What's the first one on the list?
Yes, Kevin. The first item on the list is, did you know over 65% of businesses now have more than one virtualization platform in place? This fact actually comes to us from an analyst group called ESG. And their research showed that more and more companies today are trying out more than one virtualization platform in their environments. Now, we all know that VMware is the dominant vendor in this space, and many, many companies have VMware solutions running in their environment today. What is perhaps surprising to people is that these companies are realizing that VMware is not the only option out there now, and there are other vendors in place, and most notably Microsoft, that are providing valuable or viable alternatives to the VMware platform. And this stat, again, I'll point out that this is not a forward-looking stat. This is a statement of where things are today, shows that people are playing around with other solutions in their environment. And I think that makes sense. I think companies want to keep their options open, and they want to try out other platforms wherever they can. Now, why we think this is relevant for you is, as the multiple hypervisor or multi-hypervisor trend takes hold, there's going to be more and more opportunities for IT pros that are bilingual, or the IT pros that can speak in multiple virtualization platforms. And I think that can be seen in the trend today as well.
Yeah, that was actually leading into my next question, because it does sound to me like IT pros should know something more about Hyper-V because it could be that huge boost for their career trajectory. Do we have any resources around that can help them?
Yes, Kevin, absolutely. We think this is a great opportunity for IT pros. And to help IT pros learn more about the Microsoft platform, especially IT pros that are using VMware on a day-to-day basis, we've created a brand new resource, a website called virtualizationsquared.com that we encourage IT pros to visit. Basically, the content on that site is geared specifically towards IT pros that are using VMware to help them get a leg up on their career by learning Hyper-V, and not just Hyper-V, by going beyond virtualization, learning advanced management techniques, as well as becoming comfortable with our cloud offerings like Windows Azure. It's a brand new resource. We launched it just a couple of weeks ago, and we're seeing some amazing traction with it. Now, in addition to that website, I should also mention that there is a brand new certification that Microsoft has just launched for IT pros. It's a certification that's based on our virtualization solution, so on Hyper-V and System Center. And this certification is going to be available around the world in November as well. You can learn more about this certification on the same website. So virtualizationsquared.com is the website. Not only can you learn more about the certification, you can actually also learn about a free training that we're offering on the Microsoft Virtual Academy for IT pros who want to get certified and take this exam. So for the first time, we have a free training available. It's a two-day event. Will be available live and on demand for anybody who's interested in training up for the certification and taking the exam. And lastly, not only do we have all this readiness for you on this website, we also have, for anyone who registers to take the on-demand readiness for the certification, you get a free voucher to take the exam for the certification. The voucher is $150 value. So all in all, there's a great package for our IT pros out there. I certainly recommend everybody to go check the website out. virtualizationsquared.com.
Fantastic. So to summarize, two out of three businesses are already using more than one hypervisor, and it's a great opportunity at virtualizationsquared.com to get those resources, to take advantage of the free training, and even an exam voucher. So fantastic resources. And I'm really glad that we're putting resources behind what we say and really supporting the IT pro community and their career development.
Absolutely.
So we have another one on our list of 10, and why don't you talk about that one?
Absolutely. So the second one is basically Did you know that over the last 3 years, Hyper-V has grown its usage share 4 times faster than VMware's products?
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, this is something that we don't talk about much, and certainly certainly VMware doesn't talk about much about this either as well. But Hyper-V is a platform with a lot of momentum behind it. And I think it's important to mention that in the context of a multi-hypervisor world, because the first fact that we stated was people are using more than one hypervisor. So then it's a normal question for IT pros to ask, well, what's the other hypervisor? And we find, and this is based on data, this is not just our data, this is based on data from IDC that tracks virtualization shipments all around the world, that the overwhelming winner in the battle to be a viable alternative to VMware is Hyper-V, Microsoft's platform. And not only is it a viable alternative, people are seeing the value in it, and usage share is growing much faster than VMware is growing its share over the last 3 years or so. So in summary, for this particular point, we think that Hyper-V is the platform with momentum, and it is the one that we think IT pros will see the greatest benefit to their career from scaling up.
So that's and it's fantastic, and certainly as a Microsoft employee, I'm very excited about that, and stockholder, but even more so as an IT professional, that we have this great momentum in the market. Are there other reasons why this is happening? I mean, I know that the marketing folks like you would love to at least take some credit for doing a great job and getting the word out, but there's got to be something truly amazing about Microsoft's virtualization solution in order to unseat a major player like VMware, doesn't there?
Yes, I think. To be fair, this has a lot more to do with product quality and feature set than marketing, although I would love to take credit for the momentum that the platform is having. I think it starts with it's basically started. This is a trend that started with the release of Windows Server 2012 last year, and the version of Hyper-V that released on there, it was, you know, for all practical purposes, it was the third release of Hyper-V, and really, really, the market saw a great leap in terms of functionality and how sort of the features of Hyper-V compared to VMware's ESX or vSphere platform. And you know, we certainly caught up in a lot of different areas. And as you mentioned, we'll talk about those areas in the next few recordings. But the interesting thing was not only did we catch up, but in some areas we actually felt like we were leapfrogging what VMware was providing. And I think that was a unique place for the business to be in. And the market definitely saw that. Windows Server 2012 released to great reviews across the board, not just for virtualization, but also for advances that were made in storage and networking. But the majority of attention was centered around virtualization and how we stack up to VMware. And you know, you don't need to take my word. Just type in Windows Server 2012 reviews, and you will just see glowing, glowing reviews around the board that not only favor us, put us in a great position, but also compare us to VMware and say that it was a platform basically whose time had come with 2012. Since 2012. We have now, you know, Microsoft is speeding up its releases like never before. Our listeners will know that we have released an R2 version of Windows Server 2012 in the last couple of weeks. So the platform is not resting on its laurels. We are trying to continue to out-innovate our competition, and I think we're doing that in a very, very sizable margin. So in addition to sort of features and a speeds and feeds game, which certainly a lot of people do, I think there are other reasons as well. Like I said, a lot of companies are very, very heavily invested in VMware. And you know, VMware is a solution that or a company that's provided a lot of value to companies in the past. But I think looking ahead, customers are realizing that there are more cost-effective solutions available out there, and certainly Hyper-V leads the charge there. So we've done analysis at our end, and we've made that available to customers, not only from a licensing perspective, where we certainly are a lot cheaper than what VMware offers, even when you factor in System Center, which is our management solution, we're, you know, 3x or 4x times cheaper from a licensing perspective when compared to VMware. But not only just from licensing, but also from a perspective of total cost of ownership. So when you factor in things like migration costs, operational savings, we really, really feel like we have a very, very competitive solution, and we offer a much more superior total cost of ownership, not just licensing costs when compared to VMware. And I think you know, CIOs and IT decision makers around the world are seeing the benefits of adopting our solution, both from a financial, economic, and also from a forward-looking perspective, where they're seeing the innovation that we're putting out there. Again, not just in virtualization, but also in storage and networking, and other areas like Active Directory, hybrid computing, in how our Windows Server solution is getting more and more integrated and more seamlessly connected to our platform in the cloud, which is Windows Azure. It's just a huge list of innovations that's being streamed out there, and I think companies are seeing that this is a good bet to make in terms of your infrastructure going forward.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, R2 is still relatively new, and yet people are seeing such great improvements and additions to the technology and to the platform to support all those things you mentioned. So very, very exciting time. And maybe in a few months when we're talking again, we'll be talking about 3 out of 4 and then 4 out of 5 businesses that have Hyper-V as well as VMware.
We certainly hope so. And you know, it's Hyper-V is free to try. There's really no cost to downloading, and we really think the people who gave it a try maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago and were not happy with what they saw, we invite you to try it again, and we think you'll like what you see. And don't just stop at Hyper-V. Try out System Center, and definitely try out Windows Azure. All of these solutions are meant to work together and provide customers with more choices on how they provision their infrastructure, how they manage their infrastructure, how they spend their valuable money.
Absolutely, and we'll make sure we have the links to the evaluation downloads so people can try out the products firsthand. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be discussing the remaining 8 facts in our list of 10 of the Did You Know facts in our upcoming interviews. That special guest that I'm very excited to speak to about these facts is none other than Jeff Woolsey, a principal program manager at Microsoft. So if you've ever been to a Tech Ed or an MMS conference, you've probably seen Jeff deliver keynote demos and foundational presentations all around Hyper-V and how it compares to VMware solutions. So I know these are going to be really full of great information. Do watch for those interviews wherever you found this one. You'll find the next one's coming out very soon.
That should be awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much, Varun. This is all the time we have. But before we close, do you have any additional or recommended resources to direct our viewers to?
Absolutely. So I'll end with 2 things. VirtualizationSquare.com for the best IT pro resources for readiness, certification, and training for that certification. And also, don't forget the free exam voucher that's available for a limited time. So do go ahead and check that out. The second thing that I'll plug is, if you haven't tried Hyper-V so far, try our free download in the TechNet Evaluation Center. If you've already tried Hyper-V, try System Center. If you've already tried System Center, try Windows Azure. I guarantee you will like what you see.
Absolutely. And I will back that up as well. Thank you so much. And again, thank you for your time today, Varun.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And we'll see you all again soon for another edition of TechNet Radio. Virtualization, Did You Know?